Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Blessings, everybody. I am so excited to be with you. I want to teach you about pride, the spirit of Leviathan. It's one of the nastiest, ugliest, fiercest, most demonic spirit. It was the spirit of Lucifer, and I want everybody free from the spirit of pride. We cannot carry the spirit of pride. It is an ugly spirit. We must detect pride in our lives. This podcast, I'm coming to you to detect if there is pride operating in your life, and if there is, we need to kick that thing out completely out of our lives, always detecting it. We don't want anything to do with pride. Pride is ugly. God opposes the pride. He only gives grace to the humble. I'm going to read you a scripture found in Psalm 119, verse 21. It says, "You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments." Hear me, pride will always block the blessings that God wants to bestow over your life. Pride is a Leviathan spirit. Pride is an ugly spirit. And pride will always create strongholds in your life. When we carry pride, people with pride will always resist instructions. God gives you instructions and we resist it. That's an indication that you're carrying pride. Proudful people always refuse to submit to authority. Prideful people avoid even the presence of God, because it's in the presence of God that you're set free. So you see them and they build these fortresses around themselves, even around their emotions, and they avoid being in the presence of God. So you watch them and they're either in the back of the church or they're just kind of standing there. And then you try to minister them and they're like hardened and you're like, my God, the presence of God is here, man, just break. But you see them and they're just kind of like, you know, hard. Why? Because they built these fortresses around their heart because they're avoiding conviction. Prideful people avoid conviction. They don't like to feel convicted. Humble people don't mind being convicted. They want God to convict them. God, convict me of anything that you don't like because I just want to please you. A humble person wants to please the Lord. And so we've got to detect if pride is operating in our lives. So I'm coming to you and I want to detect, is pride operating in your life? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Listen, pride will always direct you to destruction. It will always point you to destruction. It will connect you to destruction, and it will ensnare you to such a degree that you will come into cycles in your life. And let me tell you, if you are carrying any spirit of pride, you want nothing to do with that because it comes to destroy your life. It comes to completely destroy you. If somebody takes that lightly and says, oh yeah, you know, I battle pride sometimes, that's nothing to be messing around with, man. That's a spirit. That's a spirit of Leviathan that you want nothing to do with. So I want to ask you a few questions and I want to know, are you carrying a spirit of pride, a spirit of Leviathan? Is it operating through you? And I find that most people that have been hurt, traumatized, people that have gone through offense, rejection, any form of hurt that has happened in your heart, I find that you're either going to humble yourself, surrender it to God, or you're going to turn to pride. That you have two options. You're either going to get healed or you're going to turn into pride. And pride starts to build this fortress around the heart, and it gets harder. You know, people can't deal with you now. You start justifying things. You know, pride and arrogance, that's something you've got to avoid. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. People that are proudful, people that are haughty, they will always become very rebellious and they will be very stiff-necked. So I'm going to give you a few manifestations of pride. So if you're hearing me, take notes. You can rewind this later if you need to rewind it and take some notes. But I want to just detect the manifestations of pride. What are they? People with pride are very boastful. They're very controlling. It is a spirit of witchcraft, domination. You see these people and they curse a lot. Anybody with pride gossips a lot. You see Noah gossipers, stay away. Get away from them. They're carrying a spirit of Leviathan. Any person who slanders a lot. Matter of fact, the spirit of Leviathan, one of the manifestations of that is to slander. You know people who slander other people, they're carrying a Leviathan spirit. Harshness, independence, people that are very independent. They're covenant breakers. They're with you 1 minute telling you that they'll never go, and then they leave. Those are covenant breakers. People that manipulate, they mock all the time. Know-it-alls, those are manifestations of pride. Haughty, high-minded people, there's a lot of fighting going on. Stubbornness, unwilling to make any kind of adjustments to any kind of changes. God is telling you to change, you're resisting the change. If God is telling you to get rid of something, you refuse to change. Unwilling to admit that you are wrong. That takes humility to say, you know what? I was wrong, and I'm sorry, and I'm going to change my ways. When you are prideful, you don't admit that you're wrong. You have a hard time. It makes you uncomfortable to admit that you're wrong. Rebellion is there when there is a manifestation of pride. You're not very flexible. You're very selfish, very self-centered. You think about yourself more than you think about others. Very self-promoting and very self-righteous. So those are some of the manifestations of pride. Now, what are the evidences that pride is operating your life? I'm going to give you a few questions, okay? I'm going to ask you these questions. Answer them on your own. If you answer yes, we're going to pray for you to deliver you from the spirit of Leviathan. Question, do you look down on those who are less educated? Do you look down on people that are maybe not as refined as you or not as successful as you? Do you look down on them? Do you think of yourself as more spiritual than others in your church? Do you have judgmental spirit towards those who don't make the same lifestyle choices? Are you always judging people? Are you quick? Question, are you quick to find fault with others? And to verbalize, you maybe don't verbalize the thoughts, but you're quick to find fault in other people. Do you have a sharp, critical tongue? Are you very critical? Do you frequently correct or criticize people? Do you criticize your pastor frequently? People in position, always trying to correct, directors, other people, your bosses. Are you proud of the schedule you keep? How disciplined you are? How accomplished you are? Are you driven to receive approval? Are you driven by praise, acceptance from others? Are you argumentative? Do you generally think your way is the right way, the only way, and the best way? Do you have a touchy, sensitive spirit? Are you easily offended? Do you get your feelings hurt very easily? People who get offended very easily have a spirit of Leviathan. Are you guilty of pretending? Are you fake? Or are you genuine? Are you really true with other people? Or do you impress? Are you carrying a facade? If you're carrying a facade, that is a spirit of Leviathan. Would the people at church be shocked if they knew how you were at home? Do you have a hard time admitting when you're wrong? If you have a hard time admitting, I'm wrong. I am wrong and I'm sorry. You have a spirit of Leviathan. Do you have a hard time confessing your sin to God or to others? Do you have a hard time sharing your real spiritual needs and struggles with others? Some people say this, I just can't open up. I have a hard time opening up. That is a sign that a spirit of Leviathan is operating there. Do you have a hard time praying out loud with other people? Do you have a hard time sharing your spiritual needs and struggles? Are you excessively shy? Do you have a hard time reaching out and being friendly to people that you don't know? Do you resent being asked or expected to serve your family, your parents, or others? So when somebody tells you, hey, can you serve? Do you resent that? Does it bother you that somebody asked you to serve in the church? There's a spirit of Leviathan. Do you become defensive when you're criticized or even corrected? You know, do you right away say, but, and there's always a but. Do you frequently interrupt people when they are speaking? Do you often complain about the weather, about your health, about your circumstances, about your church, about leadership? Do you talk about yourself too much? Are you more concerned about your problems, your needs, your burdens than others? Do you avoid being around certain people because you feel inferior compared to them, or you feel you can't measure up? Is it hard for you to let others know when you need help? You need help instead of asking for help, instead of running for help, what do? You just say, no, I can handle it myself. That is a spirit of Leviathan. When is the last time you said to a family member, a friend, a coworker, I was wrong? Would you please forgive me? Are you still here thinking how many of these questions apply to somebody else? After all of these things that I mentioned, are you thinking, that's not me. I am doing really good. All these things do not apply to me. Hallelujah. then there is a spirit of Leviathan. Beloved, we got to watch that spirit. That is a nasty, ugly spirit. And I just pray for humility over your life. I want you to walk in such a humility because God gives grace to the humble. We don't have to walk around with that spirit. That's a spirit of Leviathan. That is a rebellious, stubborn, ugly, defiling, a perverted, ugly spirit. So I'm going to pray for you. And if you answered yes to any of those, I want you to start to surrender. There is hope for you. I declare in the name of Jesus right now, everybody that's watching me, I pray in Jesus' name that pride right now, that everybody that's listening, you will start to recognize that there's pride in your life. I declare that the veil starts to fall off, that anybody that heard any of this starts to recognize that there is a Leviathan spirit operating and it's coming to destroy you and it's coming to take you out. So I pray in Jesus' name that you will get rid of that thing in Jesus' name. I want to do a prayer with you and I want you to just say this prayer with me. I want you to say, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to recognize that there are some areas that are prideful in my life. And I ask you to forgive me. Father, I don't want to be prideful. I don't want to be selfish. I want you to give me grace. I don't want you to reject me. And I don't want you to resist me. I want you to love me. I want you to hold me. I want to be able to carry your grace. I don't want to be resisted by you. So Father, I surrender today. If there's any form of pride in my life, if I've allowed Leviathan to come in because of rejection, because of trauma, because of hurt, because of offense. So today I renounce to the spirit of Leviathan. I don't want you. I surrender to God. I humble myself and I acknowledge that I have carried the spirit of Leviathan. And I ask you, God, to forgive me. I receive right now your forgiveness. And I thank you for allowing me to recognize it in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray right now. I break every spirit of Leviathan. I bind that spirit that comes with witchcraft. I bind the spirit of Leviathan that comes, that has been dominating your thoughts, dominating your emotions, and dominating your soul. I break the chain of any form of Leviathan right now. That principality that has come, that spirit that has come to attack your mind, that took advantage of the rejection that you face, that spirit that took advantage of the trauma and the hurt that you encountered this last year. I bind that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare that that shackle breaks over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, be free from all slander. Be free from all criticism. Be free in the mighty name of Jesus. Quit your criticism. Quit the slander in the mighty name of Jesus. Guard your tongue, for you will be acquitted for every word that you speak. I call the fear of God to enter back into you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask you, Father, to free your people now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I pray that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened and that you would walk in humility and that you would strive every day. Be grateful. That is one way to stay humble. Be grateful every day of your life because you're breathing. You have life. God is still on the throne and he's good. I bless you. I thank you for tuning in. Until next time, we will see you. Blessings to everybody.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.